It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Chet Ingram with the Southeastern Utah Health Department. And with the winter months right upon us, and with winter just around the corner, really, the first day, we thought we would talk about some winter safety tips for, you know, when you're out driving around the home, and just some personal tips to maybe make you a little bit safer this time of year as the weather starts to get a little bit cooler. Chet, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Dave, for having me in.
So let's talk about winter first and foremost, because it's, I don't know, and maybe summer's worse because people are out and about, but it's got to be one of the worst months or worst seasons, I would say, for injuries around the home and accidents and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you have people that get out and they're shoveling snow. Things are slick. People, you have lots of trips and falls, and you know, the weather's worse, so people aren't feeling good. They, you know, you get those seasonal colds, and plus when you're traveling out and about, you never know. Our weather's very unpredictable here, and you get into crazy storms sometimes that you're not expecting to come in.
You just never know what you're going to get into. So we thought we'd talk about some winter safety tips, and you've kind of broken it down for us. So first, let's talk about some winter safety tips in the car and around your car.
Yeah, so, you know, when you're going out to your car, be aware of the ice and stuff around it, you know, especially if you've came in the evenings, and even if you have an indoor garage, you pull in, you've got ice on your car, it'll melt off, it'll cause water, you know, be aware of that. You don't want to slip and fall. You know, we like to encourage people to make sure they have good tires, they keep a full tank of gas, keep things in your car to prepare in case you get stranded, you know, keep some bottles of water, some little snacks, blankets, and then roadside safety kits, because you never know if you're going to get stranded somewhere and be in your car for an extended period of time.
And I will say this, because we ran into it just not too long ago. In some of the newer vehicles, they do not have a spare tire. They come with the compressor. Make sure that it's not expired.
Yeah, yep, definitely. That's becoming more and more common.
So keep an eye out for things like that. And then, of course, let's talk about now around the house and around the home.
So, you know, when you're around your house, just be vigilant of stuff like that. If you, you know, you have a coal-burning stove, wood-burning stove, make sure your chimneys are clean. Make sure you have your furnaces serviced that you can have heat available. It's always good to beef up your food storage a little bit, because you don't know if you're going to get one of those nasty storms that keeps you homebound for a little bit. Be aware of where your shovels are, ice melt, things like that. And be prepared to be stuck in your home for a little bit if we get one of those nasty storms that comes in and kind of shuts things down.
Because, and I think one of the main things too, and this can fall under the personal category as well, and we'll talk about that here in just a second. As you said, be ready to be stuck in your home for a little while. Maybe make sure you've got plenty of your prescriptions if you need them and those kinds of things. And as I said, that kind of follows under personal as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, yep, definitely. You know, you see an increase and hear an increase of people having heart attacks and those types of things when they get out shoveling snow and stuff like that. So don't overexert yourself. You know, be aware of your personal limits. Make sure you have lots of warm clothes on so you don't come down with sick or end up with frostbite, things like that if you're out and about. And just be well aware of your personal self. Having extra medications, you know, your warm clothes and just not pushing yourself to the point of exertion or causing yourself an issue is where we want you to be.
And that always seems too like a thing this time of year, and it can be relatively rough, is, you know, strains and sprains when you're out working and you're out moving snow and things like that. Sometimes our snow is pretty heavy with all the water that we have in it, and you've got to be really careful and watch what you're doing there as well, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're right. We do have a lot of water content usually in our snow, and it gets super heavy, and everybody has busy lives. They get out running around and they trying to get moving, and just be well aware of it. You know, watch for those slips and falls, and just don't overexert yourself and take care of yourself, because that's the most important part.
And really, it all boils down to, you know, whether it's in your car, whether it's in your home, or whether it's just your person, you know, always be prepared and be ready ahead of time.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing that people need to realize.
Yep. It's a lot easier to prepare than to have to scramble at the end, you know, and you know, at the health department, our biggest thing is the safety and health of our community members. So we just want to make sure everybody's taking care of themselves and their families, and everybody has a great season.
And before we get out of here, you're going to have different posts and things like that on your social media for the health department with tips like this the rest of the month, basically? Or
yeah, actually throughout the winter months, we'll keep stuff updated. Just little tips and tricks and just little reminders to keep stuff set up so you're prepared in case we have an issue.
All right. So once again, you can always check on their social media for the Southeastern Utah Health Department on Facebook and on Instagram, and they'll give you little tips to make it through the winter and hopefully make it through safely. Chet, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.